Kasatoshi volcano near Atka on the Aleutian chain erupted around 3:20 this afternoon. Kasatoshi is a young volcano with no known historical eruptions, although it is covered in relatively young volcanic debris. The Alaska Volcano Observatory does not have any scientific instruments on the volcano and relies on seismic data from nearby islands. The eruption sent an ash plume 35,000 feet into the air. AVO scientist Chris Way Thomas says the eruption was preceded by volcanic tremors.
We just happened to notice a period of what's called volcanic tremor before we spotted ash plume. So the tremor signal is commonly associated with fluid migration, which is likely magma as it moves to the surface. So that was a pretty good indication to us that things were escalating rapidly.
This is the third Aleutian volcano to erupt within a month. Akmak first erupted on July 12th and Mount Cleveland on July 21st. But Way Thomas says the activity is relatively normal.
You know, these are very active volcanic regions. There's a lot of things going on. It's a very dynamic geologic region. So to have multiple eruptions, it's a bit unusual, but not out of the ordinary. I mean, it happens from time to time.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife says the two bird researchers stationed on Kasatoshi were evacuated from the island by a fishing boat before it erupted this afternoon and should arrive in Adak this evening. The region has also seen several earthquakes in the last 12 hours. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake shook Unalaska at about 11:30 last night. Natasha Rupert, a seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, says the earthquake wasn't close enough to Akmak, the active volcano on nearby Umnak Island, to be linked. She says usually earthquakes do not trigger volcanic activity.
Normally it's the other way around. As the magma starts moving in the crust in preparation for the eruption, it can cause earthquakes, and those can be small earthquakes or large earthquakes. It depends on how much magma is moving and where it's moving.
A few smaller earthquakes in the Fox Island region followed the initial shake, and another 5.6 earthquake struck the area near Adak this morning before the mid-afternoon eruption of Kasatoshi.